Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello, Wonderbutts. This is one of the funniest episodes of all time, actually, if I don't say so myself. It's the Hoovering 4th birthday special party episode with star of Jonathan Ross' show, Fatiha Al-Ghori, star of the incredible Great Pottery Throwdown and Derry Girls and incredible drama on ITV called Holding, it's Siobhan McSweeney, and stars of the stand-up universe and lots of things beside Tucson Douglas and Will Duggan. Get in my ears, you're in for such a mega treat, lads. Listen, the truth is this episode was actually recorded back in January when the podcast turned 4 and had its birthday. Now, for all this time, this episode has been exclusively for the podcast's patrons. You can become one of them if you want. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and you'll see the absolutely loads of stuff that I'll swap you in exchange for a few quid a month. My main news is this. This podcast, the Hoovering podcast, is currently undergoing the glow up of a lifetime. From November the 4th, when the first episode of this new levelled up version is coming out, it's being relaunched, Hoovering is, with filthy, beautiful, sexy new artwork. It's going to have undergone some serious new producership in the shape of the amazing Laura Grimshaw, so it's going to sound 100% better and almost like a comedian hasn't tried to do way too much of it by themselves. It's going to be sharper, clearer, swankier. It's going to sound better. It's going to be better. You'll also have a bunch of new ways of contacting the podcast and interacting with it and maybe even featuring on it. I know. And so is my Patreon. That is getting leveled the fuck up as well. Have a look on there because I have just decided to give each tier an absolute load more stuff by way of saying thank you. Join us. Thanks for sticking by during a financially scary time. Tons of exclusive content, access to me, access to the podcast, personalised stuff. Eventually there'll be merch, guest recipes, control over the content, all sorts of jazzy shit. Little insights to my home life, all sorts of things. Anyway, that's the podcast's big news. Even if you have zero spare cash, it's just great news for everyone listening, right? It's just going to be better. It's all looking up, so keep listening, giving 5-star reviews, telling other people about the podcast. I am so grateful when I find out that people have heard about this podcast and that it's still growing. I sometimes could cry with joy. Last bit of admin. I am still on tour with my brand new... Well, it's not that new now, is it? I'm halfway through the tour. Show, it's called Wench. It's coming all over the UK. I would love to have you join me at any of my remaining dates, which are Corsham, Norwich, Lincoln, London, Portsmouth, Guildford, Bristol, Glasgow, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Brighton, Salisbury and Colchester. Let's go, winners. I would love, love, love to see you at these. Out of these, Corsham, London, Bristol, Colchester are looking dangerously close to being sold out at time of recording, so hurry the F up if you're planning on coming, and I mean that in a loving way, obvs. Tickets available from my website, jessicafosterq.com. Okay, let's time to get hoovering, you absolute treasures. God, you're in for a funny old time. Thank you for coming, first of all. Happy birthday, hoovering. You're my favourite guests of the last year. Yeah, basically, I thought we could all have... I don't know, I haven't made it sound very catchy, but the lunch of our dreams in this very moment that we could have access to, party.
Smooth.
Very smooth, yeah. Slick, yeah. I don't know why I don't get more work, just working up catchphrases for people.
Where is everyone else? Has everyone else got their food? Because am I the only... Yeah. Idiot that's got their food.
I've got my food.
Oh, okay. We've got the food, don't worry.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah, I got my food.
Okay, so I wonder whether, first of all, we just say our name and hello and what we do, and then I will get into what we've all got to eat.
Mm. All right, mate. Sounds good.
Last in, first out. Fatiha, you go first.
Oh, you're a liberty. Okay. Okay, so my name is Fatiha El Ghori. I know all of you here, and I'm obviously a stand-up comedian.
Love it.
And I got Nando's.
Okay, straight in there. Okay.
I know. I ain't playing, bro.
The levels. Jeez. All right. Yeah. I didn't even know we were doing that. Okay.
A lunchtime Nando's is so decadent. I love it.
I know.
I didn't think that big. I didn't think. God, jeez.
But there is something, that's why I really, I don't know, even, so, well, I want, oh, we'll get more on how your Nando's drama later, Fatiha, but okay. I felt like not only is it quite, it feels like a bit of a dick swing to get a Deliveroo for lunch on a Monday, but my fuck up was, I've got a Wagamama's, which I didn't know was an option. I've got a Wagamama's, they're doing like a vegan, Japanese-ish fish and chips, that I've wanted to try ever since I saw it advertised. There's never been a Wagamama's in Southeast London. And then I just went on Deliveroo and there it was. I was like, well, this is a no-brainer. That's what's happening to me. Yeah. But then I thought, I have to admit, it hurt me in the middle class shame about the delivery for lunch on a Monday. It got delivered to my neighbours.
Oh.
Yeah. I had to pop round and pick that up off them.
That's a dick swing.
That's a dick swing, isn't it?
Well, as long as they didn't eat it, because then that would be like war. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Then I'd have to come down there on my little bike and smash them up for you, Jess.
I love to hear it.
But hang about, where is this mythical Wagamama's in Southeast?
Opened in Forest Hill.
Forest Hill has a Wagamama's now. Oh, yeah, Forest Hill. The working class people have lost. Forest Hill's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. Fallen. Another one down and further and further out, babes. It's just out and out and out. Yeah.
I'm part of the problem.
They say the UK entertainment scene is too London centric. Where in Southeast London is there now a Wagamama's?
Yeah, I love it. Toussaint, who are you and what are you eating?
So I'm Toussaint Douglas. I'm also a comedian. And you can tell that I'm obviously from a working class background because I didn't have the aspirations to go for a Deliveroo. I've got with essentially beans on toast.
Yes.
It's this chili I found. It's called Starg chili. Mm. I'm going to plug this Starg classic chili con carne.
Oh, it's Starg with an extra G on the end for maximum.
I like to pronounce it Starg, just to make it a bit more fancy, but I think it could also be pronounced Stag as well.
Yeah.
I get this from my local Aldi in Catford.
Thank you.
In the middle aisle, and it's good stuff.
Great.
That's what I've got.
Oh, lovely. I have the vegetable one of that. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good on a hot dog.
They do a vegetable, because it's obviously it's not halal, but
Do you pronounce it stag or stog?
I like to pronounce it stog. Just to give it that little bit more refinement. Mm-hmm.
That little bit of algae refinement that we've all grown accustomed to. Yeah.
I don't know if that's the authentic American pronunciation, because this is authentic American chili con carne. It's got to say it? That it's authentic. It says it on the tin, authentic.
I wonder which Food Standards Authority decides who gets to say authentic American about their stag chili contents, but
do
I
you
like
remember
it.
The TV advert for that chili?
No,
it was like two cowboys like having a cookout, and they were eating it, and the whole it's like a dad who'd invented it, and then his son was like, I can't believe this is so tasty, just talking about how delicious it was, and the advert ended with the young lad going, but daddy, why'd you call it stag? And then it ended.
Oh, great.
Well, the tin has got like what I think they were going for was quite a I guess macho depiction of cowboy culture with two kind of cowboys over a fire.
That's the two lads. Two lads.
Even your pronunciation of macho has tickled me. He says he's from the ends, but you're posh than me.
I aspire to be one of you lot. Yeah, but it's actually quite a homoerotic scene.
Yeah, it is.
Father and son, Tucson. It's a father and son.
Oh, okay,
I don't know.
Right.
The way they're looking at each other's eyes, I'm not sure I've seen father and son look so lovingly while spooning chili.
But, I don't know. Yeah. I think from where I'm looking at here, it looks like they're pooing out chili.
It is quite a good colonic, I'll be honest.
Well, any sort of sponsorship deal for the Hoovering podcast from Stag / Stag is now fucked. But thank you for your honesty there. Feel free, by the way, to start eating. Don't sit there with your lunch getting cold. But Will, who are you and what are you eating?
I am Will Duggan. I'm also a comedian. And I have, from Deliveroo also, a beef brisket grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh my fuck, where's that from?
It's called Crunch & Co. in Brighton.
Oh, nice.
Where I live, I've not like got it delivered from Brighton.
Yeah, it'd be very cold.
That looks good. That looks really good.
Yeah.
Yummy, my tongue.
Yeah, it looks, it's quality. It's mustard, beef brisket, gherkins.
Mm. Oh, man.
And they offered me a choice of bread. Right. And because I've got aspirations to remain the scumbag I am, I went for classic white.
Classic white, yeah. What actual sort of, do you think from a square, squidgy square, oblong?
It looks like it's from like a bloomer. Do you know what I mean?
That
like,
looks fancy, yeah. Maybe a tiger loaf that's come off.
Oh my God, tiger loafs are the best.
They are the best. With the Asda tiger loaf, can't go wrong.
And I've also just got a nice mug of coffee in, not intentionally, my own merchandise.
Oh, of course he has, of course he has.
That's the dick swing right there.
Yeah.
Whoops, 7 years ago.
I stole a mug from a QI, doing QI. They gave you a little bit of cheeky wine in a mug last time I did it, and I pinched the mug, and I feel very, it's the word ostentatious, I feel very aware of that. If somebody's made a cup of tea in that, it feels like a real, like, guys, once upon a time, someone let me on the telly. You feel like a prick, is what I'm saying. But I'm not saying I don't do it. Siobhan, who are you, please, and what's your lunch?
Just on that, I have one on Sunday brunch, and I live alone, so I just stand by the window and stare intently at my neighbours.
Look at me.
My name is Siobhan McSweeney, and I am not a comedian. I am an actor and a bewildered presenter, and very happy to be back on here. And my lunch, because I can't be fucking dealing with Deliveroo anymore, not for any sort of moral reason or sort of health kick or anything, it's just I had a fucking Deliveroo last night and the cunt went past the window again. I don't know what it is. I have like deleted the app. I've downloaded the app. I've done it a trillion times. All I can see are fuckers and bikes going past the whole time.
And I live in quite a posh neighbourhood, so I can't open the window and be an Irish woman screaming out the window, come back, come back, come back. My neighbours are already... So basically, and also I sort of took the, what do I want now? What do I want now?
I like that.
So I got a Heinz can of vegetable soup.
Yes!
With white pepper, because I find once you put white pepper on anything... It reminds me of being a kid.
Yeah.
And
lovely.
Therefore it's automatically comforting. Not that my childhood was particularly comforting, but it just feels comforting. But because I'm still a knob, there's a new sort of cafe after opening around the corner, and I'm after getting a posh donut.
Posh
ring donut.
Oh, I love to hear that pudding's been thought about.
Oh,
yes, look at that. Yeah, you can tell that was fried really recently by someone with their hand.
And with lots of sugar in it. I'm just after flicking half.
Sugar yourself in the eye.
She's sugar. Oh my God, sugar stings.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I feel like we've accidentally done some sort of fraternity dare there.
Woo! Whoa, the buzz. I feel it.
Straight in the eye. It's probably somewhere recommended. Somebody's probably got a blog. Well, they've said if you really want to wake up fast, like a pre-workout, just like a shot of sugar in the eye.
A shot of sugar in the eye. That
like they're
direct...
always sniffing some. It always looks like poppers, doesn't it? Have you ever seen when athletes have a little smelling salt before they do a big lift?
No.
I always wonder whether that's like, it just makes me think of poppers. It's like, why are they loosening their anus ready to do some powerlifting? It's a bizarre
thing.
Would
help. I mean, you would know more than this, but would a loose anus not help?
Absolutely the opposite, I'd say.
Oh, you want a tight anus.
If you're going heavy anyway, I cannot believe I've gone in straight with this less than 10 minutes into the actual eating of everybody's lunch. But the big fear on any big lift is that you're going to piss and or shit yourself. So you'd want an extra tight anus. Yeah, you'd want the opposite of a popper's. You'd want a rare pop. Yeah, zippers.
A zipper.
Yeah.
For a second, please. I forgot that Jess did weightlifting. And when Siobhan said, you'd know more about that, like, what did... Does Jess have a famously loose anus?
Yeah, I do. Well, that as well, actually, Will.
Oh, you do weightlifting, Jess, do you?
I would love to hear, assuming you've had a chance to taste your lunch, some sort of ridiculous detail on how it tastes and if it's nice and if it's the stuff of... if it's everything you'd hoped. Fatia, how's the Nando's? What did you get?
So not all Nando's are halal. I live in the East End, so this Nando's is halal.
Oh, great.
Mm. So I got...
God, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Mm. Do they just do it based on...
geography.
I guess...
geography, yeah. If it's in an area where there's a lot of Muslims, then they'll put a halal. They'll be like, let's be nice to them before they kick off. We don't want them kicking off. Do you know what I mean?
So keep them quiet with a bit of peri-peri.
Yeah, exactly. Food does it for them. Let's feed them. Mm. So I've got chicken thighs, boneless. Mm. That's my favourite part of the chicken. It's nice and soft and tender.
I didn't know that was an option from there. Boneless as well. Get in.
Sorry, I just burped. I'm really sorry.
I'm into it. It's an eating podcast.
But yeah, they it's a new thing. I think they've had it for a couple of years now. They never used to, because I don't really like... chicken breast. I find it quite dry. I don't like it. So, yeah.
I found out that... Sorry for interrupting you. Sorry. No. But it's because if I don't say it, I forget things immediately. But somebody told me recently, like very recently, that the breast in the chicken, that in Victorian times, it was actually a sort of a misogynistic act to give the breast to the woman. That it wasn't sort of like... there's sort of like this thing of like it was chivalrous to give the breast would always be given to the woman of the house, yada, yada, yada. But actually it was because the breast was regarded at the time, exactly like what you said, as being incredibly dry and nobody really wanted it. It wasn't the good meat. So that's why it was given to the woman of the house.
That's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. And it is like it's like objectively the least flavoursome bit of it. But weirdly, because we've fetishized it, it's the bit that we genetically have made huge on these creatures. Oh, man. So, okay. God, that's so interesting.
Chicken titties.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah, no, boobies eating boobies, isn't it? That's how I see it. Yeah. But, and why does it not have any nipples either? It don't have nipples. But anyway.
No, what have they done with them?
But I guess it's because they don't...
it's because they're not a mammal. They're not a mammal. That'll
be
it,
won't
it?
No, what are they then?
Bird.
A bird.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, and they regurgitate, don't they? I'm sorry, guys. Yeah,
they mouth feed.
The only mammals I know stuff about is dogs. Of them, okay. But that's the only thing.
They got shitloads of nipples.
Yeah, if anything, too many.
Yeah,
too many.
Them and pigs. It's like, no, I like pigs. I mean, the nipple thing. But so that's what I got, and then I got fried. I got halloumi with chili jam. Mm.
Yes,
I love halloumi.
Yes,
I got hummus with toasted pita bread. It's so good.
Nice.
I got some chips, and good. I got.
Did you get any sprinkles on the chips? Did you get them like spicy? No.
No, I don't like this. This is another thing. When I go Nando's, I have to have lemon and herb, and even that, like my nose is running now. Like it's crazy. I can't do too much spice. I used to when I was young.
Are you even Middle Eastern? What? How are you? How's that even possible? Because because I'm looking at you. You don't look white, but that's. I'm hearing a white person.
Oh no, is that dude?
I know.
That's hilarious.
It's funny you should say that. A lot of people like come up to me and they go, "Why did you convert?" and things like that.
Really?
A lot of racists come up to me.
You
and thought, they go,
did
why
you
did
think
you
that
convert?
Was because you got quite pale skin? But actually, it turns out it's because you're ordering lemon and herb.
I used to be able, we have this thing in Morocco and it's called harissa. And
I love
it's like
it.
A tomato, yeah. Like I used to eat that. And I still, when I go to Morocco, usually we put it on a plate and we just dip bread into it and have it with olives. That's and nice. I can do that. It just,
well, that's
it just
hot though.
Sometimes.
That's
that
like,
is. That's
smoked,
what I mean.
But also it's aromatic, isn't it? There's a, is it rose water in there as well with like smoked chilies and tomato paste?
Yeah. Flip. But I just can't do this.
Okay.
One time I got lemon and herb and it was so hot. And I was in the restaurant and I said to the woman, "This isn't lemon and herb. This is like hot." And she was like, "No, it ain't." I was like, "Yes, it is." And she goes, "Can I taste it?" I said, "Go on then." And she tasted it. She started coughing. I was like, "You see, bitch? You see, bitch? I wasn't lying." So, you know, I can't do it. But, and then I got a salad, a little salad. It's a grain and nut salad, and it's got feta cheese in it, and I also got a gooey cheesecake.
Yes. I love it.
I'm having a can of Coke Zero, caffeine free, and if of you are having Pepsi, you need to just get off this podcast right now, because Pepsi's the devil.
We understand where your allegiances lie when it comes to the Pepsi Coke war. Is it a war?
Most definitely.
Cancel the Pepsi.
What's wrong with Pepsi?
It's nasty.
I have to admit that I haven't smoked for a long time now, but because I smoked for so long, it's one of those things where I can barely tell the difference.
I don't think that's because of smoking. I think that's because they taste exactly the same.
No, they do not. How dare you?
You won't like this, Fatia. My son, just because it's an illicit drink that he's only allowed a bit of a sip of every now and again, not because I have any reason other than if he has too much caffeine, he's a weapon. Because it's illicit and so he dreams of it. He just calls all of the different brands black lemonade. Which I think, if we could just all start calling it black lemonade, we could
Brilliant.
Maybe take some of the
heat
out of this
yes,
debate.
Yes, definitely. Let's racialize our soda drink. That's what we should be doing. Love that. Come on, let's burst this taboo.
We're all thinking it.
Calling it what it is.
That sounds like, have you ever seen the film Kick-Ass? And they all have different like superhero names. That sounds like a good superhero name. Black Lemonade.
Black Lemonade.
And they kill you. He or she kills you by throwing cans in your eye. That's what would do.
And we figured out that sugar stings.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Absolutely lovely. William, would you describe how the sandwich has worked out for you?
Right, let's talk. Well, firstly, they've done that thing. So a grilled cheese sandwich is just a cheese toastie, isn't it? But
yes.
It's been Americanized.
Right.
I don't really know the difference between doing it. They've definitely done like a panini press, but they've put butter on the outside, so it's all golden and I can feel my arteries going. It's absolutely banging. But I suppose if you just cook something for ages, I mean, it tastes superb. And then you put gherkins and cheese on it. And there could be human excrement in this, but it would still taste delicious because it's got everything else going on. I love it. 10 out of 10.
Love to hear it. It could be human excrement. I couldn't be enjoying it more.
I mean, you did somewhat undermine your review there with the human excrement bit at the end. Was like, oh, you could be eating shit and you would still probably give it 10.
Yeah, but and that's how tasty it is. Imagine the amount of waste we'd get rid of if you could eat human excrement. I'm saving the planet here. Me and Crunch and Co, Brian.
He's having some red meat and he's talking about saving the planet. Will,
There's no shit in the sandwich. I want that very clear.
I'm glad to hear it. Is it like shredded beef? Is it that sort of thing? Is it like pulled?
Yeah.
And is it sweetened in any way? Like, I'm always... Is it like smoky or sweet? Or
no, it's quite... No,
just tangy gherkins.
Tangy gherkins, mustard and beef.
I love gherkins.
So good.
I love gherkins.
Is there cheese? Is it like... bread, cheese, meat, gherkin, cheese, bread?
Or is it just bread? Double cheese? Good question.
Yeah, so we go in. We'll start from the bottom.
Yeah.
Bread, cheese. Bread, mustard, cheese, beef, gherkin, cheese, mustard, bread.
Yum.
Fucking lovely. Lovely. What a beautiful edible palindrome from heaven. Siobhan, how's it going there? How's the vegetable soup?
It's gone.
She's gone. It's done. Was it a chunky soup? Was it one of those that's got big chunky written on it or something? I love, they're the best.
It's basically baked beans with a bit of frozen peas in it and bits of pasta and stuff.
Delish.
And it's delish. It's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
Good Every shout. Time I sort of like crave one of these things and it's never really as good as what you've imagined it. But as a gateway to the main event, which is the donut.
Yeah.
Pretty good gateway, actually. And I've got my cup of tea and I'm going to be silent now as I throw this down my throat.
Fair play.
Look at it.
I don't
know. Look how gorgeous that is.
She's so lovely. Her imperfections only make her sexy about her.
And it's what makes her posh as well.
But yes, it's good.
You see, I have a bag of Sainsbury's jam donuts inside there. I eat other things.
Yeah.
Not many other things, but, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they've let me down recently, and it's the sugar. You need to have loads of sugar on the outside. Otherwise, you're just eating a scone or something, a fatty scone.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's used to do a powdered donut.
Mm.
The powdered jam donut. They were my favourite. Wow.
They've gone down, mate. They've gone down.
I don't like, I'm not too keen on sugary. I mean, I'll eat it because I will eat anything as long as it's not pig or wine. But the powdered donuts are the best for me. I just love them. Mm. How's it tasting?
This is tasting really...
It looks good.
Really good.
Oh, look at that fluffy inside. It's like a cloud. Has it got a real crunch to the edge?
It's got a nice little deep fried crunch to the edge. The inside isn't too dry. It's still a bit soft. You know, like with like really cheap white bread, I used to think that if you just squash it down, you'd make it into dough again.
Yes.
That all cooking was sort of like inflating it with like something you'd use.
Aerating. Yeah.
This
with a
spike
pump.
Yeah, exactly. this has got the combo just right. Oh, Sainsbury's, why have you let me down? You've forced me into the hands of another...
of an artisanal, independent food creator.
Damn you. But it's good.
Do you like a Krispy Kreme kind of donut, Siobhan?
Oh, I see. For some reason, I heard custard cream donut, and I was like, custard cream donut?
No need for that.
That is a good idea, though, custard cream donut. I do.
They do them. They do them in Sainsbury's. Tesco's. They do ones because my mum likes those. She don't like jam ones. They're called custard filling.
Yeah.
Custard in the middle, filled with custard.
Yes. No, I thought you meant like custard creams, the biscuits that they had sort of.
Oh, made I'd be that interested it. In that as well.
I do.
I prefer to the custard one.
I'm an equal opportunities donut eater, but I do like a classic, a ring donut done well. Nothing beats it.
Right. How was your starve, Tucson?
It's very good. Yeah, getting kind of hints of the Midwest.
Okay.
With a lot of the bites. Yeah, a lot of
hints of the Midwest.
Notes of
Lewisham.
Ranching.
Yeah.
Herding cattle. That kind of with every kind of mouthful.
It's really taking you there, is it?
Mm.
Yeah. Sort
really
of like
evokes.
Why can't I quit you?
By the end of it, I'm like, yeah.
It's going to say, do you feel like riding a horse yet or not?
Or somebody else.
If I could afford one, yes.
Yeah. How open are you to the idea, Toussaint, of putting smallpox on some blankets and handing them out to some Indigenous people right now?
I'm about as open to it as my arsehole is.
That's a good chili there, man.
Quite open, chili.
Oh, fucking hell.
After a tin of stark chili, you're actually quite open to a bit of cloning. Yeah.
Wax some sour cream on, commit a genocide. Lovely lunchtime.
It's the authentic American chili con carne experience.
Oh, it really feels like a party.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Right, this Wagamamas, I'd never had it before. I don't know if I really have enjoyed myself. It wasn't like fish and chips. I don't know if any of you have ever had like the toe fish instead of fish from a fish and chip shop. It's basically the batter's the same and then it's a bit of tofu inside. So I don't know. I had, I think, reasonable expectations of that. But everything around it was more exciting. It had like, there was nothing like a chip, but they'd made a really cool like pea smash, but out of edamame beans, and it was fucking spicy. And then they'd done like sweet potato chunks in a really spicy, like barbecue inky miso-y sauce with red onion. And it's nice, but like, I don't know. This is a bad, I don't know if it's bad. One of the things I noticed when it arrived was that it's like objectively, like weirdly heavy. I mean, literally, I don't mind having a heavy lunch, especially in the winter. Like, I often crave something fucking proper and filling and hot and, like, you know, I want loads. But, like, I was like, fuck me. Like, that's...
It's got mass.
Yeah, it that's got like, serious... Like, yeah. If I dropped
weight
it on one of the cats...
Density is.
Yeah, so there's a density issue. If that landed on a pet, they're fucked. Like, that is... It's... And you know, like, it's fine because we're sitting here for an hour, but... I'm literally sort of going to have to physically carry that around like an internal rucksack for the rest of my day. And I don't know. It's intense. But I got also these edamame beans with salt and chili, and they are the stuff of my dreams. Also, I don't obviously like need them to feel full, but like I cannot order Wagamamas without getting sides. And I think anybody who does is a fucking monster. Do you not like, have you got a favourite Wagamama's sides?
Again, I don't want to be controversial. I don't like Wagamama's.
I know, lots of people don't. Is that snobbery?
No, it's not snobbery. It's particularly, I think Wagamama's is, if there's no Asian food available and you want Asian food, fine. But you live in London. There's so many good Asian foods available. If you want some noodles, you can get it cheaper and better.
Yeah.
Like, near where I live, there's a Wagamama's next to, like, a noodle house.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
In that case, you can go to the noodle house. But I think where I'm coming from this is, I grew up in the countryside where there was nowhere to get any food like that. at all, ever. And it was the first chain. So when I first moved to London for uni, when I was obviously like 18, my dad worked in London, who I'd previously, you know, not seen that often because he was always working in London. And we went for lunch every single week. And we always went to Wagamama's in Covent Garden. And I always had yaki udon. And so I'll always have a soft spot for Wagamama's, even though I fully understand. Every foodie I've ever spoken to has been like, get fucked. The ramen is shit. The this is shit. Like, the produce is shit. The ethics of the company is shit. And I think...
Right, fine. I'm a real piece of shit. Thanks, Jess. Thanks.
No, I'm saying you're objectively right. I'm just saying I can't help it. I love them.
But is it not just like basically just McNoodles? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not actual Asian food, but it's like the comfort
fusion.
Food,
yeah.
Version of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want a real burger, you don't go to McDonald's, but sometimes you just want McDonald's.
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of like McNoodles, isn't it? Like, you just want kind of Wagamama's.
Absolutely.
I've never had Wagamama's.
Haven't you?
Too spicy.
No.
Might be too spicy, babe.
I'm more Thai than, is it Chinese?
Fair play. It's Japanese. Like fusion Japanese with other things. But the same people that own it own a chain called Busaba Etai, which is Thai
food. I love those.
Yeah, and there's two in, there's one on Wardour Street and there's one, or Store Street, and there's one in Leicester Square. So yeah, we can go there.
I've been to those. There's one in, not far from me, in Old Street as well.
Nice.
There's one, but I like that because I like fish. I like salmon. Yeah. And they do them really good. Again, it's not halal, so I can't have like the meat, but yeah, I can have the fish.
Fair play. No. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys some more general questions, but different to the ones off the normal podcast. I've actually bothered to write some new ones for the first time in 4 years. And it's, I guess, how should we do it? Do you want to stick your hand up? Yes, please. Spooning the finish from the pan to something. Enjoying that. Yeah. Got a tiny bone watching that.
Food is from eating from the pan.
Yeah.
My mum used to always shout at me for doing that.
Yeah. I've recently noticed as well that I will do that rather than use a food bin or whatever and tip it into a bin. Even if the spoon's too wide for my mouth, and I have to physically hurt the edges of my mouth to get the serving or stirring spoon. Yeah, exactly, like Wallace and Gromit. Or the joke, like a young joker, just chafing away at the sides of your own mouth.
Like
to get
a
that
young joker. You remind me of a young joker.
The compliment no comedian wants.
Yeah, exactly. Hope it works out better.
So I'll maybe stick your hand up if something comes to mind. When was the last time you ate something and thought, well, that's just changed my life forever?
Will asked the question earlier of donuts, about, you said about Krispy Kremes. They're my favourite donut. Yeah. Like, I would kill someone for a donut. That's how
the original
favourite they are. My favourite is the original one, or... I also, if I'm going to have the flavoured ones, it has to be the one that's got the ring of jam on the top, the raspberry ring, I think it's called.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those. But recently I tried some donuts from a place called Donut Time. I don't know if you've seen them around.
It's an
Australian green
chain.
Oh, yep. Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty. There's one in Greenwich.
And they've got, like, their donuts are like, some of their donuts are like £5-6 for one.
Yeah, fuck.
But they are worth it. They're amazing. Okay. They're so good. So I went there and I got two. I got the plain sugared donut and I got the glazed one. And the glazed one, the glazing is similar to the Krispy Kreme, but it's a lot thicker. And I was like, hot damn. I licked the box and everything. I don't play. When I get a donut, that box is getting licked.
Yes,
you know
please.
What I'm saying?
Lucky box.
Exactly.
Have you tried a Crosstown donut?
No, that's on my list.
That, I'd say that's in your... You might find you've got a sort of axis of... What's the opposite of evil? Love. Between Donut Time, Krispy Kreme and them. No, Siobhan's not a fan.
No.
You
I accidentally ate... my friend got given a box of vegan donuts and I accidentally took them off him and opened it and tried all of them in front of him before he had had a chance to eat any. And they were not nice.
No.
They were not nice at all. So I gave them back.
Okay. Who was it from? Was it Crosstown?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Oh, are they vegan? I didn't know they're vegan.
You can get a vegan box. Like you can get a, it's a vegan box. And I was like, this is pointless. Utterly pointless.
I don't think they're game for just a straight up sugared like glazed one will be that strong. But they do really interesting flavors, basically. I haven't had any vegan ones, but they did like a Vietnamese coffee flavor donut, stuff like that. So they're quite wacky in the old flavor game. But I remember the first time I had a just a straight up, you know, plain Krispy Kreme, which is apparently the most popular ever. And I remember it being blown away by how, like, they look like they're going to be so much more of an effort than they are. Then they just vanish in your mouth, don't they?
They deflate.
Like they're like gone, like a cloud, of happiness. But then I was like, well, that's very nice. But I feel like I've eaten, what, a crumb? And so I had another one, and then I did get a headache. So it's I think they can lure you into a trap, which is frustrating.
It's easy. I can eat three. And again, I have to lick the box because all the, you know, I eat it like this. Yeah. Like I have the box right underneath. Oh, so any of the icing drops in the box.
The box is a bib that it should have come with, really. Yeah,
exactly. Because it does, like my hijab will catch anything that tries to run away. Do you know what I mean? But sometimes it gets sticky, so I have to put the box, and I'm like, but some bits try to go down the sides, and I'm like, get back in here, you little shit.
Oh, I've got a new question. Do you use your hijab to catch sometimes bits of popcorn in the cinema?
Yeah, all the time.
Because I haven't got one, like a slut, where I keep my popcorn that I've dropped in the cinema is actually within my bra.
In the bra.
I've never not found a few popcorn kernels within my bra later, and yes, I do eat them.
Yeah. A hijab that catches anything that tries to run away could be one of the superpowers of black lemonade.
Yeah, that's so true.
I think I'm going to adopt this black lemonade. And I'll wear a black and yellow hijab, and that is why I'll be called black. I'll wear a black and yellow hijab, and I'll be called black lemonade because I love black lemonade.
Yeah, so I'm into this. Absolutely lovely. All right, does anyone else want to answer that question? Should I bloody well move? Will does.
It's something that I made, but I'm not banging about my own food.
Oh, no, I want to hear it. It's nothing more than a bit of confidence.
I've got this cookbook for Christmas called An Unapologetic Cookbook by this American chef called Joshua Weissman. He's like a YouTube chef. He's 24-ish. But the whole point of his food is that you make everything. Like, there's so much food you eat that you've got no idea how it's made. So I made these fried chicken burgers, and I made the bread, I made the sauce, I made the marinade. I left it, and then I bought cucumbers and I pickled them in the way that he said to. I fried it at home, and it was a 36-hour endeavor from starting to eating.
Fucking hell! No wonder that's changed your life. Yeah,
and I bit into it and I went, "That's the greatest burger I've ever eaten in my life," and it was just, I think, so that guy, and he's loads of stuff. He's brilliant.
I feel like that's the adult version of, so there's a real thing with, my kid is six, and there's a real thing with kids that age where even if you get them to like go like that with a peeler on an apple once, or like stir the thing once, they'll be so much more interested in eating it because of the part they played.
100%.
And so the adult version of that is a 36-hour endeavor where you're learning to make bread, you've grown the chicken from an egg, you've inseminated it yourself, you've 100% from scratch made your own chicken. That is really
impressive. But did it take 36 hours because it's meant to take 36 hours, or you?
I was really shit at cooking.
Did the recipe say approximately 36 hours? Like, you're going to have to be cooking this for 36 hours straight, no sleep. Or by like the 12-hour mark, are you just so sleep deprived? You're like, what the fuck am I doing? You think you're making bread, but you're not making bread at all. You're just hitting bread on like with like a pan.
That is the best thing I've ever eaten.
Sat on the floor, sicking up salmonella.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sicking up salmonella.
you got to make the marinade for the chicken. So that's like half an hour. Then that's 24 hours. You've got to leave that for. And then the bread, you make this thing called changjiao, which is like a water roux. And it's what, you know, when you make bread at home, it's with that difference between bread you buy and bread you make. It's this stuff that makes it bind like shop-bought bread. And you've got to make that and then let it all proof. So I wasn't constantly at the oven for 36 hours.
Yeah.
I lived my life. I watched the West Wing.
Yeah.
I had a shower.
Yeah.
Went for a pint. But Genesis.
The recipe says that, like, now go for a shower. Yeah. Okay, it's important that you now brush your teeth.
Open the can of stag.
Watch Peep Show Series 3. It's great. Yeah.
Delicious.
Still finding sugar just
up the hair and eyes.
Yeah.
Have you finished your donut, Siobhan?
Oh, long gone. Long gone.
Oh, I wanted to watch.
You have to keep your eye on me. It happened very quickly. I tried to slow down for the sake of decorum as well, but like seriously, man, that was like 30 seconds.
Fair play. Fair fucking
I know,
play.
I'm eating like such a lady right now, but usually I'm like, have you seen the cartoon? You know, like the Tasmanian devil.
That's
what I'm like. But I'm trying to be a lady.
My kid once, we were driving and I was eating and he went, oh, God. And I was like, did you just say, oh, God? And he went, I just wish you'd slow down. And like, there was no one there. So it wasn't like shaming. It was just like his honest response. I'd repulsed him because it was nuts, I think. I was fucking breathing them in. And have you ever seen those dog bowls that you get that have got like spikes in them to force the dog to like not just like in one go?
Awful.
Well, not like no. They're not. I've made it sound more violent than it is. They're like they're rounded. They're not like actual vicious spikes. They can't hurt the dog.
Oh, rounded spikes. No, that's all right. Yeah.
I'm picturing a little poodle with like spikes coming out of its jaw. That'll teach you.
I mean,
poise on the end of each one.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I've made it sound like a dog red wedding. But I mean, I just meant like little plastic fingers of like, an obstacle course.
What the fuck are you on about?
Oh, God. There's a plate that can make you eat more slowly if you're a dog. And I saw it and thought, I could do with
you
one of those.
You could do with one of those.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I meant. Ooh. Right.
Do you know what else animals have? They have like... These. Sorry, I'm really digressing, but they have these
it.
Like I'm gonna say it really quickly. They have these machines, like treat machines, and then they're on a timer. So at this specific time, it releases a treat, so the dog doesn't overeat, or if a dog's or an animal if it's overweight or something like that, you can get it for them. And I think I need one of those. That's the point of my story.
Well, I think we'd escape from the cage.
No.
That's true.
I don't know about that.
I'd break it.
I'd get out the cage, yeah. I'd get my tongue up there
for sure.
You're not diet black lemonade.
Yeah, come on.
You're black lemonade.
Not black lemonade zero.
Yeah.
You're black
No
lemonade.
Caffeine. You are black lemonade. Be a proud black lemonader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Years and years ago, me and I lived in a house share in Manchester with a couple of the comics, and you know Kiri Pritchard McLean.
Yeah,
she was doing a week somewhere, like gigging away, and she wouldn't be home around, so we said we'd look after her dog, and none of us had ever had a dog, and we made her dog really ill because we didn't know how often you should feed a dog, and we thought, well, we're eating three meals a day, so we're giving this dog three big bowls of food a day. She came home and he'd like doubled in size. What have you done to this poor little tiny little Jack Russell just waddling over, breathing so
accidentally,
audibly. Like
but he doesn't seem very a dog.
Yes. felt terrible. No.
Really good. I love
poor
it.
Little dog.
I went to America to visit friends for Christmas, and because this is how my life goes, I got COVID.
Oh,
and I only was staying there for 10 days, and I spent 7 of those days inside a room like a very fat Jack Russell looking at the sky going, when can I get out? The thing that kept me going for the week is that my poor friend who came with me, he ended up testing positive as well, but had no symptoms. I at least blacked out for 3 days. It was great crack.
Oh, God.
But the only thing that kept us going is that we were going to have all the lovely meals we were going to have once we got out, all the lovely meals, and we're going to go here, we're going to go there. And I remember, even though it was only a week, and I was hardly, you know, a prisoner of war or anything like that, but my first American breakfast after is it quarantine? I don't even know what the names are now. Yeah, whatever I was doing, fucking in there for a week. And that was the first, because I arrived off the plane and tested positive. So that was the first.
Oh, fuck.
The first thing.
So were you having to isolate in your friend's house at least? Or were you in a hotel or something?
We were in an Airbnb down the road from our friend. Yeah.
So what took me through the breakfast?
It was all we had a little song during the week. It would be American Rashers. And I was obsessed with having American Rashers because when I was 20, I spent a summer in America and green, fresh off the boat, hadn't a fucking clue. Worked in an Italian restaurant, one of my many jobs that summer, and was really confused looking for al dente. You know, it was every cliche you can possibly imagine. Like, we did so much for Irish stereotypes when we went over there, but we couldn't believe the rashers of bacon. By God, they're that long, and then they go down like that, and they're crispy now, and it was unbelievable. Since then, I've been, you know, like that. It's crap. It's basically just salted.
Yeah.
Shit. It's
Their bacon's terrible.
Awful.
It's like they all their meat is so, like, they pump it full of.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Shit. And then you see it in the pan, and like their sausages just like, they're like that. They're like balloon. And then they just like.
Yeah. Sizzle down like, where it's all
what
water.
What the hell am I eating?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah. What? So I was craving that. So that's what we like to call American rashers. So
I really like
I
that.
Had so. I had a big pile of pancakes and American rashers, and yeah, there's a picture of me, and I'm just like so happy. Like,
just really happy. Oh,
yeah, finally free. So that's sort. I mean, it didn't change my life. It possibly has changed my lifespan. But not my life. But it was as close as you can get to joy in these times.
Glorious. Have any of you ever had a food or drink that you hated for years and then suddenly something changed, who knows what, and it turns out you love it now?
I do. Mine would be olives.
Yeah.
And I know that's a big thing because I'm Moroccan and that's a massive thing for us.
Yeah.
Now, in Morocco, we have like red olives, white olives, yellow olives, green olives, black olives, all different colours of that. Colours that you've
red
never seen.
Red olives?
Yeah. Like burgundy. Yeah.
And yellow?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got lots of different colours. And I used to hate them. And I still don't like black olives. They're too...
inky.
They're too salty. They're salty.
I love them.
And I just find their texture's a bit funny as well. I don't like the texture. I find the texture's a bit like a date. If you know, it's a bit like smudgy, smoogey. So I used to hate olives, but I used to like the way my mum used to eat them.
Oh,
I don't know why. I used to watch her eating them, and she used to do it in such a nice way. I don't know. And then I was like,
they had a stone in,
it.
And she probably had a totally inherent way of just eating them and then getting the stone out.
Yeah, she would make this noise like. I don't know. And they just look nice. And I was like, you know, somebody makes it look like it tastes nice. And then I started eating them. And now I'm obsessed. Like in Morocco, the best thing ever, like we get freshly baked bread and then we get olives and we make a nice cup of Moroccan tea. And then we just sit there, eat the olives and the bread. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I found something trying to escape.
If you've never even been to Morocco, I've never been to Morocco. I'd love to go and had fresh
you
bread
should.
With olives. The closest thing we get is when you get supermarket fresh loaf of bread with olives already in the dough. That is fucking lush. Big fan.
Yeah, those are nice.
Those are nice.
It's weird, isn't it? You know, once you've had something, then like when you've had the proper thing, you know, like what you're saying about Wagamamas, that is like a Western thing. Do you know what I mean? Because they do it because what the Western people can eat that kind of food. But if you went to a proper like East Asian restaurant, then you would get the proper chili, the proper flavors.
Uncle Roger's not going to Wagamama's, is he?
So yeah,
we get it.
And that, so I never go to a Moroccan restaurant here because I know what real Moroccan food tastes like. Yeah, I just know. I'd be like, this is some bullshit right here, and then a fight would ensue.
Even if Moroccan people were running the restaurant.
even if they was, because they adapt it to the Western
right,
people.
Okay.
This is the because if they made it the proper way, it would be too expensive to sell. They right. wouldn't be making a profit. Okay. So this is why they have to adapt it as well. That's flavor-wise, and also although I think Moroccan food's quite I think everybody likes it because it's North African, but like there's also some sort of Arab Middle Eastern elements in it too. So everybody likes it. There's not, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Do you know what I mean?
So, have anyone else of you had a thing you hated and then some sort of mouth epiphany happened to you? I feel like I live in a constant state of this happening. Like, not that there was ever loads of things I didn't like, but there's almost nothing left now that I don't like. So I feel like it's just a matter of waiting for the last few things. Whiskey, like proper, really delicious, like high quality spirit alcohol. I still don't give two shits about.
I will happily try and...
Can you try and teach me whiskey?
Oh, okay. Mate. It's basically, I've
tried taking even the most tiny sip. And if I can put like literally like a droplet, like you'd do to test the temperature of something for a baby, like there. And I like the flavour of it in like in Scottish desserts and stuff. Sometimes I can like I really appreciate it in the background, like someone's gone that with a pipette. I can take that. But an actual sip, I'm like, that's flames. That's liquid flames.
I'm seeing you in a couple of weeks. Remind me when I do. I'm going to bring you a bottle of something that you're going to really enjoy.
Okay.
Promise you.
Is it going to be like Jack Daniel's super salted caramel toffee for babies?
No, it's Ribena. It's just really tasty.
It's just delicious. Thank you. He's bringing me Vimto. I'll have it.
I tell you what I've got into taste-wise recently is offal.
Okay. It's a cool thing, I think. Sustainability-wise, well, that's cool.
I'm having
thing
a real
start loving.
Moralistic issue with not being a vegan. Like, yeah. I know I should be. I'm just a coward and weak. So I've decided that if I'm going to eat meat, I'm going to make sure it's as sustainable. Like, right, let's buy some chicken livers and force them down. And then I ate it. I was like, actually, that's delicious.
That's delicious.
Chicken liver is delicious.
Yeah, it's just
delicious. All liver is delicious, but chicken liver is divine. Yeah. I love liver. Actually,
is that for dinner now?
Yeah.
Get in. I don't like liver. I hate liver. I like offal though. I like tripe.
Amazing.
Well, I don't know if that's offal really. Yeah, I love tripe. It's one of my.
Oh
it has
gosh.
To be done the Moroccan way. Yeah. That's one of my
what
favorite
is this?
Foods.
Because in Cork, the traditional dish. Is dripe and drasheen.
Mm-hmm.
And my, how do you cook it? Because my dad used to cook it with like in milk and onions.
It sounds good. It sounds, I need to come to your house. It sounds good. So we cook it. So
it's
so
space. You're like,
That's such a dad thing to do though, isn't it? It's just literally like what's just there. Like it's just
there's
what's
an onion.
Like,
there's milk.
Yeah.
There's a stomach lining.
onions. Yeah, sure. this'll do. That's the dad level of cooking.
Will it
do? Yes.
Yeah,
fine.
So we make it with we have the intestine and then it goes up and we have a bit of the stomach too.
Yeah.
So and it's what we do is you have to like, it takes like 5 days to cook because you have to really put it in vinegar and stuff and salt water to get all the shit out of it, basically. Mm. And when I say shit, I mean proper shit.
It's turds, isn't it?
Yeah. You have to like scrub it and everything. It fucking stinks, right?
Yeah.
And then you cook it and it stinks when it's cooking.
Yes.
But we cook it in a really nice like spicy sauce and we put potato with it. And we put chickpeas and it's so nice. And whenever I go in Morocco, I go, Auntie, please, can I have it? And she starts moaning and smashing the kitchen up and saying, you're going to stink my house out. Honestly, she does. She starts smashing the kitchen up, going, you're going to stink my house out. And I'm like, please, Auntie, I'm only here for 3 weeks. It's a proper like, go, I'll pay you and all that kind of shit. That's the kind of shit I'm like, and then they make it for me. If I go butchers, I go, can I have the tripe? He's like, sister, take it for free. And I'm like, are you sure? Because they just want to get rid of it. They're like, get this shit out of
get
my shop.
Get this stinking shit out of there. And can you cook it that way?
Yes, I can.
I have to try that.
But Do you know, I cooked it once. I haven't cooked it in a while, but I know how to cook it. And I cooked it once and I had to throw away the chopping board because I just couldn't get the, I was putting it in bleach and I just could not get the smell out.
Oh.
And it also leaves like this like grimy kind of, you know, when you, if you wash with soap and you get that grime in the, in the plug hole, there's like, it's like that. It's nasty.
It's so funny. Like we're all like, but I think chefs are so much more used to this, like visceral butchery. Like it is just part of it. There are bits of animals that are fucking rank until they've made them delicious.
We
just,
like
it's
kidneys.
Like Will was saying with that cookbook, you don't get, we just don't go, we have loads of stuff we eat goes through a minging process like that. And we're
so
just
the
not aware
of
it.
The bowels, it's not the tongue.
It's
I thought
the lining.
Was cow tongue.
No.
Stomach lining.
Stomach lining.
Stomach lining.
Or
okay.
Between the stomach.
Stomach lining and the intestine. It goes all the way down. I like the intestine.
Somebody who listens to this podcast put me onto this, another podcast, which I think they thought I'd hate, but I loved. There was some controversy, one of those American investigative journalisty ones. I'll find a link and put it in the notes. There was a little rumor that went, some like media went nuts with, that some restaurants were pretending, selling stuff as calamari that was actually made out of pig bung, which is like tripe, but in a pig. It's like the bum hole, basically, internally. Which again,
that's
like
definitely most, Aldi. That's the Aldi calamari is way too cheap. Every time it's on sale and I buy it, I'm like, great, this is unbelievable. It's like, it's clearly pig ass, isn't it?
So they literally, like, they got some chefs and then they carried on investigating whether or not this is true, and they found no evidence for it whatsoever. And they tested all these places, but apparently lots of pig bung does get imported to some countries and they don't know necessarily what for. But they had these chefs make calamari and then treat the pig bung, and an epic amount of work went into making it not rank, and like processing went into making it clean, essentially. And then they, after lots of experimentation, cooked it as calamari and served it in a restaurant, and four people, only one of them guessed the right one. It was indistinguishable from calamari once it was cooked up by chefs.
That's good.
That's reassuring, isn't it?
A similar nutritional content and a bit of an animal that was going to be otherwise thrown away. Like, I think there's really interesting sides of the coin to look at that from. But
Yeah. One's not an anus and one is an anus. So
if the anus tastes nice, shout out.
I don't know if a squid has got an anus. The calamari rings could be part of its anus. It might just be one big anus, a squid. An anus with eyes.
It's good.
I love what you said about, pigs... anuses being exported all over the world. Nobody knows why.
I blame Ant and Dec.
These brown packages. Been...
I blame Ant and Dec. Did you just say I blame Ant and Dec?
Yeah.
Absolutely out of nowhere. Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're always eating. You know, this was the first year
I
watched
like
it this year.
TV presenters.
Oh, yeah. No, I love them. But this year they had cow vagina on there.
Oh, fuck off.
I swear to you, fucked. That was the first time.
They're doing nothing vagina. For whole carcass butchery, those idiots. Yeah.
Well, they're to eat the cow vagina.
Fuck off. Yeah. As a, one of the a Bush Tucker tasks. Trial. Jesus.
Scrumdiliosis.
Yeah, but what would you sound like if you said it now in a big boy voice?
Scrumdiliosis.
Yeah, pretty cool.
A digital disease known as shit horse infiltrates our minds via our phones and makes everyone start talking to each other like bouncers or the Metropolitan Police. And quickly there's an apocalypse because everyone's beating the shit out of each other. And we're beating each other to death just from toxic tiny man powerfulness. Luckily, the disease has agreed to stop it, but only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, all of you, play Bop It. Do you know the game? You need all your hands and focus with no breaks whilst riding a raft of alpacas for 15 hours. It sounds impossible, but you do it. You're heroes. You've gone down in history as the foursome who have saved us, humanity, from a horrible sort of self-imposed, beaty-uppy, shouty, horrible, oafy apocalypse. And your reward is the adulation of all people for all time, but your reward in the moment, and bearing in mind you're fucking hungry because that's 15 hours of focus and graft, is the feast of your dreams. But this can be a quick one, this, if you like. I'd love to know if you would have what you would want if you were the happiest and hungriest you can imagine being, and anything as an option. Nothing else to even be possible, and I couldn't give a fuck about the consequences nutritionally of anything, or ethically, of anything that you choose. And I'm aware that this is just your answer now. And had I asked you even in 10 minutes, perhaps 10 minutes later after we hadn't been talking about anuses, that you might have a different answer. Tucson,
I would
you
want
go first
Will's
in case you need to run.
36-hour chicken sandwich, but instead of the chicken, he uses tripe.
And makes it delicious.
Makes it, and somehow makes it delicious.
The next time we gig together, I'm going to make that.
Please do, please.
I love it.
I would get the prêt à manger. You know, they do, I'm still eating my food, you know, can you believe it?
Okay.
So I'm taking the piss, that's why I'm trying to be a lady. But you know the prêt à manger, they do the cheese and onion toasty.
No, I haven't had that.
That is so good. Oh,
it's banging that toasty, actually.
That is so... Sometimes I'm like, can I have two? And they're like, no. And I'm like, hello, I'm paying.
Yeah,
you
can have two.
No, they can't say no. I'd lick every motherfucker in there if they said no.
Yeah, I like to hear that.
But,
I love it.
I would, seriously. But
I don't know. Do you mean lick as in like murder like a gangster? Or like go
no,
around,
I mean as in lick.
Just
yeah,
go around
yeah.
licking them. Yeah, yeah.
Which is like the same thing, I guess, if you got COVID.
is lick, as in murder like a gangster, is that real slang, Jess?
Absolutely not. I was going to let that one go for Jess there.
No, it is.
I know she's from South East now, so she thinks she's up with the lingo, but it's 100%.
I thought
no
if you said if you lick someone,
that means
you've killed
them. The streets of Catford
has
gone...
No, not
we
in America.
Say
in America.
I'm
going to
lick you down.
It's an American thing, isn't it?
No, if we used to say that in Hackney. We used to say that in Hackney. We say you're going to get licked. Yeah, do you want to get licked? Do you want to get slapped? Do you want to get whatever? Like we used to say that.
I'm thinking more like
American gangster films.
Batia, you think Lemon and Herb is too hot, so I'm not quite sure you've got the credentials of the street right here. Do you know what I mean?
Next time I see you, I'm going to lick you, all right?
I can't believe I've been lick-shamed.
Well, I'll carry my Lemon and Herb peri-peri sauce and I'll... Yeah.
And then just like, thank you. Nicer than my perfume.
Cream tea.
I love it. Cream tea, Will's having.
Cream tea. Is that with you know that carnation milk?
Oh yeah.
Oh mate, I'll have that. I'll have that with you.
That's,
how do you make a cream tea then?
It's a scone.
I'll go jam first.
Oh.
Jam, yeah.
Dollop of clotted cream and then tea with just call me old fashioned milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
Great.
But I've not that boiled with onion and tripe.
Or milk, yeah. Just
you
milk.
Haven't lived in hell. I can't think of anything. I'm so suggestible that everything that you say, I'm like, yeah. No, I'd have that.
Well, you
no,
can.
I'd have that.
If you want, why don't you have a little bit of everyone else's? If it's...
Yes. And that's what I often, you know, shall we just share? I don't like the sharing bit. I just want to order loads of it for me.
Yeah.
So I will have each of these things apart from the tripe and the pig's bum. I'm having all that, thanks.
All right. I love to hear it.
For me, alone. And also I want to eat alone.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I like good to make that clear. Could we come but turn away or would you rather just be alone?
You could come but turn your face to the wall. And if I think that you're like looking, I get to go, don't look at me!
I loved it. Oh, I felt really alive, actually, then. Yeah. I felt really alive.
I thought you were going to say, if I think you're looking at me, I'm going to just chuck sugar in your eyes. And...
Yeah.
I'm going to lick you.
I'm going to lick it. You'll be licked
you
all
You chuck
over.
Sugar in our eyes. Fatia comes and licks it off.
It's a whole party.
That's what black lemonade does to say, black lemonade, come quick. Lick my eyes. Take the sugar out.
I like the sound of this. I think we should organise it.
I'd love it.
Black lemonade, come on in, but don't look.
You're all very funny, lovely bastards. Thank you very much for doing this. Before you go, would you please join me in singing happy birthday, but to the Hoovering podcast, if that's okay. Okay, I'm just going to do it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, guys, that was awful.
That was really nice.
That was really bad.
I loved it.
No one done my hip hip.
Oh, hooray! Oh, yeah.
Hooray!
Hooray!
What an absolutely lovely one. Who else is dressing as black lemonade for Halloween? I am. Follow all of these wonderful guests on social media, please. You were listening to Siobhan McSweeney, who you can also catch in the amazing drama series called Holding, based on Graham Norton's book. It's so good. It's on ITV Player at the moment. Toussaint Douglas, go and see her stand-up. Fatih Algouri, go and see her stand-up. Also, I should add, she's doing some of my tour supports, including my huge London date. And Will Duggan, who's a brilliant stand-up and also has a great podcast called National Treasures. Follow the podcast on social media, at The Hoovering Pod. Follow me, at Jessica Foster Q. Come and see me on tour doing my show Wench between now and the end of November. Hopefully, still in time to see it coming somewhere near you. Links to everything interesting that me and my guests chatted about are, as ever, in the podcast notes. Anything longer than a tweet to send me, or you want to buy tickets to see me do stand-up, go to jessicafosterq.com. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until in 2 weeks, happy hoovering!
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.